Marie-Josée Tremblay, Social Economic Development Agent for the Northeast of Ontario, all in support of Francophone immigration.
Okay, and you have some events coming up for employers next week.
Yes, we do. So we have set up drop-in sessions in order to have the services and program coordinators present for the employers in order to come and get all information concerning various programs and services within the immigration pathway in order to help recruit bilingual employees or Francophone immigration pathways or promotion of job opportunities outside of Canada, accompanying employers in the recruitment of French-speaking immigrant employees. We also have a bank of bilingual candidates and much more. And we also have IRCC-funded settlement services that's going to be with us in order to bring awareness about the services and a visibility for those programs that exist currently with the key resource present during the drop-in sessions.
So this is basically one-stop shopping to inform yourself and to get answers to your questions about these programs.
Exactly. And the partners that are going to be present during the drop-in session is we're going to have a representative of IRCC. We're going to have a representative of Ontario Immigrant Nominee Program, employability consultant from Société Économique de l'Ontario, the Settlement Services, Northern Ontario Francophone Immigration Support Network, and the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program, as well as the local employment services.
Is this only to do with Francophone immigrants, or does it also deal with, well, the word native, Francophones in the area?
Yeah, so it's Francophone bilingual, just to be a little bit specific. We do not want to turn down anybody, but we do have different partners that are going to be with us that is not only Francophone, but also bilingual services.
Okay, and at the very least, I imagine you'll be able to point the employers in the right direction to get the information they need.
Exactly. So the Northern Ontario Francophone Immigration Support Network is going to be doing the greeting the employers at the event and is going to ask them like what their questions are, et cetera, and give them a portfolio with all the information of every service and programs that are going to be present and direct them towards the right resource in order to get the answers to their questions at the event.
I see refreshments and snacks will be served. Is there any charge to employers to participate in these drop-ins?
Not at all. We're all nonprofit organizations, and we are there to support and help our employers and identify the needs and gaps of the employers. So whichever their needs are, we are there to work with them and to support them through this journey and through the immigration pathway, and also to make sure that they are aware of all the support that they could have through the immigration pathway of recruitment of French-speaking immigrants.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
For the employers, I would just like to say, please come and join us. Take advantage of this session because it's going to really answer to your needs, especially the employers that currently have a gap of employees right now and that have a hard time filling up positions. We have short-term strategies, medium-term strategies, and long-term strategies in place for them. It's very good information for the employers to know that these services and programs exist for them free of charge because we're all of nonprofit organizations. So there's no fee for our services, etc. So it would be a good opportunity for the employers to engage within the services and programs.